מסכת סדר סוף, היורס המקופס חיימר, אני מויס ישוע בנון. אז what's the עניין? עשיתי זה המקופס חיימר, אני מויס ישוע בנון. First of all, what's the עניין? What's the speciality? מקופן חיימר. חשוב שם זה מקופן חיימר, but the whole מסכת מגילה starts. מקופן חיימר, surrounded by a wall. And why is it Mepharshim ask already? Why is it Yishua Benun? Yishua said, Yishua Shushan, what's Yishua Benun got to do with it? Right? Eretz Yisrael was B'chorbanah, the one walled cities. So it should have been Yishua Mekof and Chaimah. What's Mekof and Chaimah got to do with Yishua Benun? But some Rigi Sod, that is, it says that Haman, Hippelpur and Zayin Adar, because Zayin Adar was Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, and he didn't know that Boy Bayom know that Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Indian of Boy Bayom Shem Nistalik Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the whole Kilo Zelo Mazeh? What's the African Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu? And what was his bad mistake that he made, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on that day? Man, say that. So one detail missing. What's the tears of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the late of Moshe Rabbeinu? But the answer is the biggest sod, and that is we know that Amalek, they fought war with the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav were the mixture between the Eden and the Goyim, because the Amalek couldn't get into the Anan HaKavod, so they fought with the Erev Rav who were outside the Anan HaKavod. The whole of Avot of Amalek is to try to get into the Anan HaKavod, to try to break the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. To break the Moedic Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. That's the Koyach of Amalek. That's why Amalek comes ready Matzah Shabbos, we say Pashas Vayishlach Til Chamishi, because meeting with Esau says Nisa V'Nelchal, let's go together. The Pasuk says Nisa V'Nelchal L'Negdecha. He pretends he wants to come together with us, Abetz L'Negdeinu. He wants to break the Havdalah position, the Eden and the Goyim. That's what Amalek wants to do. Mavela, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar, that was the day where Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar, was Nistalik, the Anan HaKavod. Nistalik, the Anan HaKavod. So Mavela, therefore, Haman thought that he would get in. But he didn't know that Boi Bayom knew that Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Pasuk says, Vateira Oisei Kitoiv. It says, Rashi Nismala Abayis Kuli Oira. Which Oira is that? So Sechom says, how do you know Toiv means Oira? Because the Pasuk says in Bereshis, Vayala Kimis Oir Kitoiv. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that Oira, Vayala Kimis Oir Kitoiv, Shon, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. And what's that? And what's that Oira? Rashi says there in Bereshis, that Oira, Vateira Vayala Kimis Oir Kitoiv. It says, Rashi in the Bench was Mavdalin, he saw the Rashayim and not Kadai. So goins and tzaddikim nasalavi. That aura is an aura that only tzaddikim, that only Rasham can't get there. Rasham can't get the hands on. In other words, the yom leidus Moshe Rabbeinu is a day which is mesugal to be dovuk to the aura of kedusha that hasn't got a yad magas, that hasn't got a yad zora, that's negea in that thing. That aura, that's the pure aura. That's the emes. That's the aura of the menorah, the aura of the shemen zay zoch, the zachus. It's pure Yiddish. There's no goyishkeit there. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the base paroi, and satzach nishki klapt vayigdal hayeled vayetzei lochiv. He can't. Doesn't mix. He can't mix with a goyim. That's the last of Achim is laid on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the or. That's kilo gonus from the. That's gonus from the goyim. There's no that the or of Banshkam saw. It says the or choishach leketchilu mishtam shebarabuvia. And then Vayal came as Ar Kitoiv, the Ibishta was Mavdal. So that Havdalah, that same Or, Shon, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Here in Mitzrayim, a Yid was born, that's going to be Megalad, and it's not Shaykh to mix. That's the Shem and Zayezach, and that's why Tetzav is the beginning of Ador, because Tetzav is the Shem and Zayezach, and the Medrash says, that the Klal Yisrael are compared to Shemen, because Shemen doesn't mix with other liquids, it rises to the top. A Yid has to be protected. A Yid is a protection from the Goyim. The Yid and the Goyim can't mix. The biggest gilui of the Eden and the Goyim not being able to mix is the chiddush of Karka Olam of Esther, that even if Moshe had to be with Achashverosh, still it doesn't mix. Esther was a bechin of Karka Olam Hoysav. Karka Olam Hoysav means that there was no chibur bechlal, no ischabrus bechlal, no ischabrus bechlal to Achashverosh. So Mela, Moshe Rabbeinu is nifta, Anan HaKavod goes away. So then Ke'ilu was shaykh to mix. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, was ready in his gala. The Moshe was megala, as a earl, by Yidin. Then it's not shaykh, chlal. It's an aura that that it was mishtam shel be'abuvia. There can be, there was a mixture, but v'yal kimas aura ki toif. Yavdala the kim bein aura bein achor yeshech. There is that havdala. Moshe Rabbeinu was born, there was a gilui of the havdala. So even when there's no anana covet, there's a gilui of the havdala. So in the midbar, what separated them from the goyim, they taka had the anana covet. That separated them from the goyim. But when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so the anana covet wasn't there, and then they had to do with goyim. So there Yeshua was the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, the other type of havdala, the other way of being mavdil from the Umos HaOlam. So Yeshua went and they killed the Zayin Amamin. Abet Abdun is kol ha'makoyim es asher avdu shom ha'goyim. The Goyishkeit was killed by Yeshua. There's two ways. Either Ban Shalom protects us, on Nana Kovet. When there's no Nana Kovet, we have to go and we have to destroy the Goyishkeit. That was the whole avoid of Yeshua ben Nun, to destroy the Goyishkeit, to be nivdal, to be moved from the Umos HaOlam. Maybe this was the whole tikkun of the chet. Everything was kosher, everything was fantastic. Although there's one thing, and that is that nenem sedosn shel goyim. Nenem sedosn shel goyim. Sud of goyim is the biggest taruvus. The whole gezera of pas akum of yainak pas akum. It's all that there shouldn't be misarav between the goyim. They shouldn't have sudas with the goyim. Having a sudas with the goyim is the biggest taruvus. So haman court klal Yisrael keilu. Hamal, they call Klal Yisrael by a taruvus. They call Klal Yisrael by a taruvus. So then, Haman Keilu, Haman thought that's the bechina. So that then he can be shoyled, because now Klal Yisrael on a matzav of taruvus. So the whole birur had to be that Klal Yisrael taka not misarif. Klal Yisrael keep themselves separate. Klal Yisrael keep themselves protected. Lech knoisus kol ayehudim, together and together in the base of Knesset, bring them together. All the Yidden should be together. Knesset, a gathering of Yidden, it shouldn't be amongst the goyim. That was the whole bureau of thing in Esther when she went in, and when she had Znus with Achashverosh, what was Nizgala, that she can't mix. Kaka Oilam Oisa. Even in a matzav of having beer, where that's the greatest ischabros, there's no ischabros. Esther feels no ischabros whatsoever. So that was Megala, that the Yidden still have that chelik. The Yidden still have a chelik that they don't mix. In other words, even if they're mamish in the same room, in the same country, in the same room, Oisik and a Maisa that makes Ishta Kagufa, makes them into Bosa Echot, still she's completely nivdal from it. And that was Mizbara that you saw. That keeps the goyim away. That's like Yehudim Oyer, that's the oyer of the latest Moshe Rabbeinu, the oyer of the Shemen Zay Zoch of the Mnoyer. The Sosoin, his Mila, the Mishnah says in the Dorim that a goy is called an oyer and a yid is called a Mila. A yid is called a mohal even without Mila. Mila is what's Mavdalas from the goyim. And Vikar is Tfilin. Tfilin is Varoch Alayah. They keep away. Whole godless of Purim is, and that's why Purim is in Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh of Yosef. And Yosef Tzadik, even though he was living in Mitzrayim, he was alone living in Mitzrayim. But Yosef Hoyev in Mitzrayim. Who Yosef? Hoyev in Mitzrayim. Hoyev in Mitzrayim. Omer Betzidke. One lone person can live with them, or be a Yidus to know that he's living. He's living in his own world. It's the matzav of the dogim. They live in this world, but they're living in their own world. The mammal life. They live in their own world. It's the mazal of dogim. Yosef Tzadik Yid Gula Roif. He lived in his own world. He was completely moved to Mufresh. Lagamri. From Nomas Oilam. So Veda, therefore, that's the Inyan. That's the Inyan of Purim. Inyan of Krochen Choymo. Makofas Choymo. He is separated. A walled city had separated the Eden. And when Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun, Yeshua Ben Nun was in charge of separating. He killed the Goyim, and then you build walls around to protect from outside. You protect them from the outside. In other words, a Yidin, there has to be walls, there has to be a buffer zone between the Goyim, not just for protection, for physical security, but also that for the alien forces shouldn't get in the Ruchnis, there shouldn't be Poigim the Ruchnis. That's the Yisod of Purim. The whole Atzala from Purim came, and that's why the Ayoros HaMakofas Choyma, Abchina of Ayoros HaMakofas Choyma, Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun. That's Tafka why it's a Bechina of Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun was the one who was Mamono. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamono of the Nana Kovet. That taka stopped. But after that, there's another Avodah of Avdalah. And what's that? Killing the Goyim. Killing the Zayin Amamin. So Haman was right. There was no more Nana Kovet. There's no more than a kavod, but then there's another avodah, and that's the avodah of havdalah through the goyim by killing everybody who's got a bad influence on us. And that was our ayaros and kavos chayim. We might say Yeshua ben Nun. That was the times Yeshua ben Nun. What did they taka do? What did they taka do there in Shushan afterwards? On Yom Yud Gimel, they went killing goyim. They got rishus another day, and they went killing goyim. Where does this come from? It's come from the same nakuda. Same Nakuda. It's remembering Yeshua ben Nun taking the Eden into Eretz Yisrael. When there's no one on a cover, you just have to destroy the Goyishkeit. So too, you just have to destroy the Goyishkeit until the Rabbi Ma'ame Oretz Misyadim, until they realize that there's dangerous to be a Goy. I'm going to get destroyed. And that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod, that separation. That's the Yisod. At the end of the Megillah, on a Dakistika level, and Mordechai was only Rotsui, because Mordechai was in and out of the palace. And so he was only Rotsui, the Roy Vechlov. Why? Because Sanhedrin, son of the Sanhedrin, Pirishim Imenu. Why were they Pirishim Imenu? Because he was too busy in the palace. It's Nishkamokim Fayid. Nishkamokim. That was the whole Bira that they had to make. The whole Bira to make was the Tachlis Havdalah. So even though it was Avad L'Shem Shemayim, and Esther stayed with Achashverosh, and Mordechai was there in the palace, it makes us Pirishim Imenu, because the whole Sadar Purim is the Bechina, is like Yosef HaTzadik. A person's got to be completely Ugishai. A person's got to be completely separate. So that's one way of explaining the whole Masech. That's why the Alochus in Golis, what do we have that keeps us away from the street, that keeps us away from the Goyim? We have the Bata Knesis, we have the Bata Midrashas. So all the Alochus, the Bata Knesis and Bata Midrashas are all in Masech's Megillah. Just like Esther says, Leich Knoisis Kala Yehudim, take them off the streets, Leich Knoisis Kala Yehudim. So the Alochus of Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaNthin, that's why you can only build a Beis HaMikdash after you Moichel Zahar Shalom Malik. Because the Zahar Shalom Malik are trying to chapas at the point where there's a Taruvus. Trying to chapas at a point where there's darubas, nisav and elcha. They want to have a nisav and elcha to try and poison Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Beis Hamikdash is a place which is completely separate. We'll never be zoicha to Beis Hamikdash. Kol zman, the koyach haMalek that pushes us into a darubas is still around. So that's the inyan of getting shikah. You get shikah. What do you see when a yid gets shikah and a goy gets shikah? Says the Gemara. You see the difference between a yid and a goy. That's exactly what you see. You can see a yid becomes shikah. His essence. You see that all the goyishkeit that he picked up is only on the outside. However, inside be'etzem, the yid is completely separate. The goy becomes shikah. And where the goy is be'emes. And that was the whole suda of Achashverosh. Pashut to see who's heist a goy. Shikah, the king of the goyim, the most officially the noble of all the goyim. He wants Vashti to be brought in, and Aruma. This is our goy. This is a clue our goy. In other words, from the outside, he can look fine, he can look good, and he can look just, and he can look everything. Chabad Lamaisa is our goy. And a yid, fill in a matzav of shichrus, a yid ventzach for the Eibishter, a yid cries, a yid famish, a ventzach for some Eibishter. And there you see the essence. In other words, the shichrus, the nechas yayin yotz asod, that brings out the oimik of dollar between the yid and the goy. That's why, and that's the shichrus of Purim. As we know, Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. The whole avodah of Yom Kippur, was the whole, but a big part of the avodah was the chiluk between the yid and the goyim. It's the Sar Shal, the Seir Lashem and the Seir Azazel, which is Keneged Yaakov and Esav, showing that Be'etzem, the Yid and the Goyim don't have anything in common. That was the Avodah of Yom Kippur and Kippurim. That's the Avodah of Purim as well, to show that Nakuda, to show that a Yid, just like on Yom Kippur, we spend the whole day in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. And Yom Kippur, Purim is also Aleich Knesses Kol HaYehudim. Yes, that's the Chilik between the Yid and the Goyim. That's the Avodah. Avoid of seeing it in a simcha dik way. In other words, the simcha of Purim is the simcha that we're be'etzem different. The simcha that even though we look so similar, nenem is not such a shveish, but the simcha of shleis ani goy, that was the greatest. That was the greatest simcha.